Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
There are charges against a man this morning for the murder of a nurse last month in the Little Village neighborhood. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
Chicago police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi credits people in the Little Village neighborhood with helping police put together their case against 19-year-old Armando Lopez. Police will more thoroughly spell out at a news conference this morning how Little Village stepped up. Police say Lopez is accused in the drive-by shooting of 32-year-old Misericordia nurse Frank Aguilar on the night of November 12th. Police say Aguilar had been going home and was walking in the 3700 block of West 32nd Street when he was shot by someone in a gray SUV. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A CDC-funded study has found that people living near a Waukegan business that emits ethylene oxide have higher levels of the cancer-causing chemical in their bloodstream.
Medline Industries has been in the crosshairs of people who live nearby and believe their health is being affected. And now research by UIC has found that people who live about a half mile away have 1.5 more times the amount of ethylene oxide in their bodies than people living farther away. The EPA previously found that the cancer risk for nearby residents is 5 times higher than the national average. UIC researcher Susan Buchanan says facilities emitting dangerous chemicals like ethylene oxide should not be located near homes, schools, businesses, parks, or other areas frequently used by the public. Medline is dramatically reducing the emission of the chemical as required by a state permit. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Accused of murder while he was still a teenager, a man from Chicago's West Side will spend Christmas at home for the first time in nearly 20 years.
Prosecutors have dropped all charges against 39-year-old Xavier Walker in a 2000 murder case. Walker was 19 years old when he was arrested for the murder of Mark Magic during a robbery. He told his first lawyer that Chicago police beat him into making a confession, but it is 20 years behind bars. He never stopped proclaiming his innocence. Prosecutors previously vacated his conviction based on his trial attorney's failure to introduce key photos as evidence. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
After a long hearing yesterday, a city task force begins meeting today to consider redrawing Chicago's affordable housing rules.
Lawyer Rich Cloeter, who represents developers, told a City Council Housing Committee meeting that increasing their obligations to build affordable housing with no recourse will hurt the area.
Construction costs are at an all-time high. No market has had a larger increase in construction costs in Chicago. Couple that with uncertainty with regard to unfunded pension liabilities, and it's a nightmare for prospective development.
But housing advocates like 25th Ward Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez discount the dire predictions and say they want to keep people from being forced out of neighborhoods because of higher costs.
Today, affordable housing is not an option. It's our priority, and we will take a serious matter.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A North Suburban man is accused by police of trying and failing to cover up the burglary of his neighbor's home by stealing a security camera from it.
Sergeant Christopher Covelli of the Lake County Sheriff's Office says a woman living on Lindenwood Drive near Grays Lake kept noticing small amounts of cash and other items were disappearing from her home.
She installed interior security cameras to capture anything that might be occurring when she wasn't home. When she returned home from work, she noticed that one of the interior security cameras went missing.
Covelli says the woman called police, who discovered the camera had saved video of the suspected thief before it was stolen. Covelli says that video led them to Carla Celaya, who also lives on Lindenwood Drive and is charged by prosecutors with a felony count of residential burglary. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.